From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Tension is growing between the British and French governments over illegal immigration into Britain. The French town of Saint-Gat, outside Calais, has become a gathering place for migrants. A Red Cross center there houses 1,600 people, mostly from Afghanistan and Iraq. Each night, dozens of them brave barbed wire and guard dogs as they try to hop aboard moving trains about to cross the English Channel through the Eurotunnel. Others try to stow away aboard ferries bound for Britain. Nick Spicer reports now from Saint-Gat.
Four Afghan men crowd into the beachside phone booth in front of Saint-Gat's small city hall. Some are calling family for the first time in months. Others talk with the smugglers who charged them thousands of dollars to come here. Just over the sand dunes, giant ferries pass by, and on clear days you can see England, the dreamland of Hans Eric. Once he makes it, he says he'll bring his family from Afghanistan.
They gave us a future, because I don't speak French, I don't speak any other language, I speak English language. And they gave us a home, they gave us a best refugee stay. So I think when I reach in England, so my future is bright in England. My child future, my wife future is bright in England.
About 40,000 migrants are thought to have made the passage in the past 2 years. This year alone, four were killed while trying to jump aboard moving trains. Another man died this week when a car hit him as he walked along the highway at night. Safir Azul, an Afghan doctor, knows the dangers well. He's now trying to make it every night for the past 4 months. Each time, the French police bring him back to the camp.
In the train, in the ship, many times I'm injured. The police beat me one time.
And things are getting tougher. British authorities fined the trucker train companies $3,000 per stowaway arriving in Dover. That's led the Eurotunnel company to spend millions on barbed wire fences, infrared cameras, and extra security guards. It's the same situation here at the port of Calais, a 20-minute walk away from Saint-Gat. Trucks idle as inspectors insert long metal wands into the trailers. They're looking for CO2, proof of human breathing. That leads them to about 20 stowaways a day. Trucker Glenn Bamforth says his company has already had to pay $18,000 because of unwanted passengers.
I think originally, I think you could, you know, had a lot of sympathy for people that were coming from the Balkans, you know, with this, you know, the problems they had there. But now I think everybody's jumping on the bandwagon and they just see a free meal ticket in the UK.
Britain's tabloid press also has a problem with refugees in Calais and the camp at Saint-Gat. Newspapers speak of invasions and sieges. One suggests sending British soldiers to France to solve the problem. The British government asked last week that the Saint-Gat camp be closed, and the Home Secretary will cross the Channel himself next week to make that point. The French say they may open another center further inland to reduce overcrowding, but Saint-Gat will stay open. Philippe Boudin works for the International Organization for Migration inside the camp, now closed to reporters. It's his job to persuade the migrants that Britain is no El Dorado and they should head home. Boudin admits, though, it's a very hard sell for people from Afghanistan and Iraq, who make up most of the camp population. For them, anywhere is better than home. That's why he wants the Red Cross Center to stay open.
First of all, we have to stop looking at Saint-Gat as a Franco-British problem. It's an international problem that requires a European solution. The 15-member countries of the European Union should try to inform migrants before they leave their countries of origin about the real asylum conditions. And the EU should also fight against the criminal networks that bring them here.
Back in Saint-Gat, the men finish up their phone calls before heading back to the refugee center for dinner, where they'll wait for nightfall. Then they'll try their luck again. Many have spent all their money during their long trip here. They say if the center closes, they'll just sleep on the streets and in the parks of Calais. They claim it's too hard to get asylum in France, so they don't even bother to try. And in the end, it seems the cross-channel dispute over asylum policy is light years away from their worries about what the night, the moving trains, and the police hold in store. For NPR News, this is Nick Spicer in Saint-Gat.